Hey, this is Big Sean, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show.
When you were little, would you go out by yourself to play or to meet up with your friends?
All day, every day.
Okay, and how old were you? We have Renee on the line. Renee, you said you're about 12 years old or so, meeting with your friends at an amusement park. Well, what's the appropriate age nowadays to meet up at an amusement park for kids?
Oh, I think you have to at least be 10 or above to go by yourself.
I think so, too.
You have to be a mature 10.
What about your neighborhood? When were you out and about by yourself in your own, around your own block?
Oh, girl, I grew up and we had cattle in our front yard. I'm old school, very old school.
She's like, the second I could walk, my mom was like, go outside and play. Get out there.
Yeah, I was one of those kids that, you know, the street lights had to be on for us to come inside.
So there's a child that is making the rounds on social media. He's gone viral because he just turned 6, and he just runs around the streets of New York. He just goes around. All his friends work at the bodegas. You're talking New York City. There's millions and millions of people, and he does it every Saturday.
I don't even want my 34-year-old son running around alone in New York City. Are you crazy?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here is little Kobe talking to his best friends at the bodega.
Hi, guys. This is how I go get my bagel.
Kelly. Hey, girls.
I'm gonna go get a Gatorade. Get my Pop-Tart.
Like, what?
You need to get a Pop-Tart.
Say hi. That is my friend Tyler. Ali.
Hello.
Say hi. Oh,
how are you?
Good.
You good?
This is my friend Ali.
Yes.
Recording.
He's just all his friends own or work at the stores. That's where he plays. He's an only child. So he wakes up, his mother gives him a phone so that she can be in contact with him. And he goes, that's his neighborhood. And the bodegas are little stores, right? They're all in the corner of every New York.
That doesn't bother me.
Okay, Otto, but what is safe, right? Helicopter parenting has ruined an entire generation of young adults. I'm sorry.
I mean,
people are scared. They can't solve anything anymore. Now that we know how bad it is, there are studies that say helicopter parenting hinders independence and problem solving. It reduces self-confidence and mental health issues, poor coping skills, and social challenges where people have become awkward.
And then you end up bringing your parents to your job interview.
What are we doing?
Which is the weirdest thing ever.
No, I've had, I swear to you, Anthony, Sister Maddox, she runs her, you know, she owns her own business. She's a psychologist. And she said, I'm hiring people and they don't know how to do the most basic things.
Yeah.
A letter, fill out an envelope, put a stamp on an envelope. She's like, you're kidding, right? And they're like, no. And my mom said that I need your mom. Your mother does not work here. I don't care what your mother said. Like, it's sad.
I can already feel people getting upset with me because I don't have children. And they'll be like, you don't know what you're talking about. But I feel like, you know, the way we talk about how social media has had an impact on kids and their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also had a similar impact to parents and their
100.
Ability to access their kids whenever they want.
Yeah,
and it's
I agree.
I was similar to you guys. Like, my grandma and my mother, I would go ride my bike around my neighborhood, and the rule was just come home when before the sun's up.
You mean before the sun goes down.
Sun,
I know what he meant. We know what he meant.
Sun up was for my dad.
Sun up was for your dad.
But, you know, and the thing we say, the thing that we make the mistake, here's the mistake that we're making. These kids today, who raised the kids? These young adults can't function. Who's raising them? Stop the helicopter parenting. Of course we want children to be safe, but do you think something's going to happen to them because they get to go outside and ride a bike? Elizabeth is online too, so why do you think that it's hard to let kids go outside and play today like we used to?
Back in the day, you know, we could go outside and be all day and play all night. Nowadays, it's just not safe anymore.
It is more safe today than it was in the day. That's social media, girlie. Look at the statistics. We're just afraid. And I think because we see the news and we look at Facebook and Instagram, it seems like it's a worse world.
We're just inundated by it.
Crime was much higher.
That's true.
It's just because we are so
immersed
in doom scrolling.
Yes.
You know, oh my gosh, everything's bad. And it's not. What's bad is not letting them play. Let them go outside, girl, safely. But it's very important for their well-being as adults. Think about all the things that we take for granted, just our skills to resolve issues, you know, and not freak out. And now we have a generation of young people, unfortunately, who are anxious and not able to function.
I'm very cold independent. He's very independent compared to his friends. He says, Mom, I know how to use the microwave. I know how to feed myself. I know how to do this. My friends don't even use the microwave, Mom. They're so afraid.
Oh, my gosh.
Alan can go outside and cut the grass and do something outside and does something. And he's like, Mom, so my friends, I'm a hero because I can do a lot of things that you talk about.
That's amazing. But you're right. I mean, I always taught all three of my daughters how to cook. You know, Ava Maddock now, she says, Mom, none of my friends know how to cook. They didn't even know how to put gas in their car. She's like, I had to teach my roommate how to put gas in her car. I said, that's crazy.
See, I take Alan everywhere with me. And I was like, look, Alan, this is how you do this. This is how you do that. He's only 11. He's already watching me how to drive.
Now, here's the test. Now, you're going to go out into the middle of nowhere and let him drive by himself. I mean, in the you know.
At his dad's house, he has his own little motorcycle that he rides up and down the street by himself.
Oh, I love that.
I have the videos of it.
I love that.
I'm like, dude, you're only 11. Don't grow up so fast.
Yes, you really do.
I was definitely a free-range kid. I did pretty much... No, I won't say
that's such
any,
a new term, but free range. We were all free range kids.
I was out like all over the city riding my bike. I would go to the pharmacy to go buy baseball cards. I knew all the people. They knew me.
Yeah.
I moved around my neighborhood. And I don't think it's a big deal with our daughter, our youngest daughter, Ava.
We let her go out and play. We never were too. You were a little bit more helicopterish.
No, she was riding. She was riding up in the plane by herself by the time she was six.
That's different. When we're talking about the neighborhood, I mean, our daughter. Here's a short story. We used to live next to a convenience store. I'm not gonna name the convenience store. But her and her friend Alicia, they were going to go shop, and she came home. I said, "Why are you back so quick?" She said, "Well, there was a dead body there, and so they had some yellow tape around, and the police had to come back later." And I said, you can't go back there today. Like, that's how...
That's when free range goes a little wrong.
Well, that's it. Okay. She learned something that day. Nothing happened to her. She came home. She knew to come home. The police told her, come back later. That is a scary story. But that's life, honey. That is part of life. Oh. I'm not saying that's life. Like, right there.
That was a little...
But no, she understood how to handle herself. She came right back home, and she told us what happened. That might make people pause a little bit more after that story. I'm not letting my kid outside after hearing that. Here's what we're going to do. Today, every person must drink water hose water with their child and tell me about it tomorrow. Okay? 877-730-DCS1.
I would like for you to get our daughter to drink cold water.
If your child has never tasted water from the water hose of a neighbor, we failed them. Have them taste it. Let's talk about it tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man, and I'm right here smoking a fat one with my girl Dana Cortez on the best morning show there is.
Kim Kardashian was seriously injured at the Oscars. Yeah, is she going to be okay? We're actually going to play audio of her the moment it happened after Celebrity Birthdays, Anthony A.
We have director Spike Lee celebrating his birthday and DJ Automatic's older brother, Michael Rapaport, celebrating his birthday.
I hate you.
They look exactly
I don't look that much like him.
He was like, bro.
That's for telling me to tell a joke the other day. So that's that. Now we're even.
There's your joke, Otto.
I'm way better looking than he is.
You are.
Shut up, Michael Rapaport, though.
Yeah.
No. He's a weirdo now. Right, he turned into a weirdo.
He's a weirdo. Okay. Well, anyway.
Damn, my bad.
Yeah, well, shout out to him when he was on Hitch. There.
There you go.
Okay. Kim Kardashian had a little episode at the Oscars. She was wearing these big heels and she fell down.
Sorry, my ankle.
I felt that when she said my ankle. I know, girl. I know. But here's the thing. Her shoes are like nighttime ballerina shoes. They're like so big. The platforms are probably 5 or 6 inches. The stilettos are like 6. They're huge.
So she's like 5'5 with them on?
Oh, yeah, probably. Maybe 5'6". She's probably 5'6", because she's tiny. She's 5'2". She's my height. And trust me, I understand. I rock the platforms, too. But when you wear shoes like that, and then you have to walk on cobblestone or the street with potholes, it becomes dangerous. It's like a video game. Somebody should invent a video game where you're wearing heels and you're trying to walk through the streets of New York.
Isn't that what Kim K's video game is about?
No. It's like something about getting ready and doing her hair and stuff. No, totally boring compared to mine. So remember the year, I don't know which year it was. It wasn't last year, but a couple of years ago, we went to the Grammys and J-Lo was coming onto the red carpet and I was completely just like, oh my gosh, here she comes. And I thought, she's so tall. And when I looked down, she had those shoes on and she was moving like on a cloud. I can't do that anymore. After COVID.
She's a dancer.
I know. But Otto, you know, I used to wear heels, what, 90% of the time. Every day to work, I'd wear heels. Even when I had like joggers on or kind of athletic pants, shorts, whatever, I was rocking heels because I'm so short. As you just told the world, you know, as I just told the world, I'm short. Now I can't do it. I can't do it. After COVID, I started slipping into loafers, slipping into sneakers. No way.
During this whole segment, I thought we were going to talk about the fact that Kim Kardashian is trying to get prisoners paid. But no, you just wanted to suck it into
footwear.
Well,
that part too, she's doing good work. So remember, I mean, obviously during the California fires, everybody had to come out and help, you know, help put out the fires, help pick up everything, all of the trash, all of the rubble. And I didn't know that the prisoners were only paid like pennies.
Yeah, so Kim Kardashian is actually endorsing legislation that would pay the incarcerated federal workers minimum wage.
So would this just be in California or across the entire United States?
Well, the fires were only in California.
So just for this?
Well, Booker is not in California. He's in New Jersey. So obviously it's on a federal level.
Okay, so this would be across the country. That's what I was asking.
I was figuring it out with you, Dana.
In Alabama, these prisoners work basically like a chain gang for 2 cents an hour.
What?
That's been going on forever. Whoa. Yeah, 2 cents an hour.
Can we just go back to talking about high heels?
That's what I said. And you know what? Otto wants to always take it down. The other night we were out and we went to, I don't know, some club or something. It was a weeknight too. So I still put the heels on. Like, you know what? I'm going to put my big heels on, my big girl heels, big platforms. And we had a fight on the way to the club and he parked 6 blocks away. So I had to walk.
Don't mess with me. I could be mean.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Pizza Hut was the spot in the 90s and 2000s, and they're bringing something big back that's so nostalgic. Otto's got all the deets and food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Inside the Kohl's studio, I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
Angela Luna was 6 years old when she flew on her first flight. She met an attendant by the name of Kim Hughes, and she was so excited, and she said, I want to be like you when I grow up. So the flight attendant, Kim Hughes, gifted her a pair of wings.
Oh.
20 years later, Angela is a flight attendant. She's inside the airplane, about ready to take off. She's learning. She's getting trained, and she's like, I know you. It was Kim Hughes, the woman that gave her the wings.
That's so cool.
The wing pin.
Yo.
That is amazing. So it's gone viral on TikTok. Everybody's talking about it. That moment that you meet somebody that they can change, or just when you're little and they say a little something, something.
And inspires a whole different thing in your life.
This is her career now. She said once she was given those wings, she said, when I'm old enough, that's what I'm going to do. When I was little, I loved painting and I loved drawing. And I remember one time my Aunt Sylvia, she criticized something that I had done. And then my Uncle Tom walked in and he said, here, come here, take this painting with you. I'm going to show you something. And he took me to a piece of art that they had purchased that was in their bedroom. He said, see your painting? See how it looks? See this painting? He said, your painting looks a lot like this painting. Don't let anybody tell you any differently. You're a great artist. That for me.
Oh, let's go.
And my own Thea, she was so rude.
I was going to say, shout out to Uncle Tom on that one.
Shout out Uncle Tom.
Thank you.
You just like saying Uncle Tom, don't you?
You're like, shout out, Theo. All right, what do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
Space Jam and Pizza Hut are teaming up for the 30th anniversary of Space Jam, and they're bringing us the Triple Threat Box.
What in the 90s is going on?
It is everything you will ever need for March Madness. It's going to come with 2 medium pizzas, breadsticks, and the little cinnamon stick things that you like, too. And guess how much it's going to cost?
What?
$21.99.
What are you going to eat? Because this is for me. I can scarf down a whole large pizza, seriously.
That sounds lovely, but I need Pizza Hut to partner with Tums already is what I need.
Anthony, is the garlic sauce, is the sauce getting to you now?
It's on me. I got to step away from the game. But shout out to Pizza Hut for being the founding franchise for pizza as we know it here in America. So I respect them.
Are they the inventors of pizza like we eat here? Really?
Yeah, they're the inventors of the American style pizza that we have. They first served it up on a French bread, which is not traditional in Italy, and everyone kind of replicated that, and they were the first franchise that we know.
Wow. And the rest is history. And Anthony learned that because you watch
Food That Built America.
Yo, it's Nick Cannon, and I love listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. It get real. It get intense. We going up. Let's go.